Borderline personality disorder, BPD, is a complex clinical condition characterized by affective instability, impulsivity, interpersonal dysregulation, identity disturbance, and recurrent self-harming behaviors. Non-suicidal self-injury, NSSI, is particularly important in BPD because it is often used as a short-term strategy for regulating painful emotions, yet it is associated with considerable clinical risk and functional impairment. Executive functions, including inhibition, planning, self-organization, emotional self-regulation, and self-motivation, are also frequently impaired in this population. Acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, may be clinically useful because it targets experiential avoidance and promotes psychological flexibility, values-based action, and acceptance of difficult internal experiences. This quasi-experimental study used a protest postist follow-up design with a control group. The statistical population included patients diagnosed with BPD who attended psychological and psychiatric treatment centers in Shahrud, Iran, in 2022. 40 participants were selected by convenience sampling and were then randomly assigned to an ACT group, N equals 20, or a waiting list control group, N equals 20. The ACT group received 8 intervention sessions, while the control group received no psychological intervention during the study period. Outcomes were assessed using the Barclay Deficits in Executive Functioning Scale and the Inventory of Statements about Self-Injury. Assessments were conducted at pretest, postest, and 2-month follow-up. Repeated measures analysis was used to examine group, time, and group-by-time effects. ACT significantly reduced both intrapersonal and interpersonal NSSI functions. Significant group-by-time effects were found for intrapersonal NSSI, F equals 11.55, P0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.23, and interpersonal NSSI, F equals 15.02, P0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.28. ACT also significantly improved executive function domains, including time self-management, self-organization problem-solving, self-restraint inhibition, self-motivation, and emotional self-regulation. Pairwise comparisons showed significant improvements from pretest to postest and from pretest to follow-up, whereas postest to follow-up differences were not significant, suggesting maintenance of treatment gains. The findings suggest that ACT may be an effective psychological intervention for reducing NSSI behaviors and improving executive function difficulties in patients with BPD. The results support the use of ACT as an adjunctive clinical approach for targeting emotional dysregulation, maladaptive self-injury functions, and executive dysfunction in this population. Further randomized clinical trials with larger samples and longer follow-up periods are recommended.